With temperatures peaking out over 100 degrees in here in Ohio and probably across the nation, I'm back at the table with you guys to discuss that and a bunch of more stuff. So be prepared. Revenge of the Fifth is on its way. Stay tuned. And I am back, ladies and gentlemen. It is just going to be your boy Blake here today. Austin and his fiance with their daughter are currently in, I think it's Blackwater Falls. I can't remember exactly where it is, but I am currently house-sitting for him so they can have a family weekend and enjoy company and do what families do, I guess. So, but without further ado, I'm going to be discussing a lot of the stuff that has been going on this week in the world, the nation, Ohio in general. With temperatures peaking out at least 100 degrees, the temperature normally is like normally around like 90 some degrees, but with the humidity and the amount of rain we've got recently, it's been peaking out at 100 somewhere in there. And it has been, it's been really brutal. For a individual like me who hates the heat and hates being outside when it's hot. And yes, I do work out in the road and I work out in the heat. So that's kind of like, I guess it's conflicting, but I mean, I still hate it. It still sucks, but it is what it is. But today's episode is Revenge of the Fifth, fifth episode. We're going strong. Thank you all for the support. Thank you all for the good praise over the week. Thank you all that listened. Your patronage and your listenership is probably what keeps us going and keeps us striving to do better and striving to do good things. So I appreciate you guys. And check out Anchor. Anchor is a sponsor of this episode. Anchor is the great, like one of the greatest apps and greatest just apps in general that I've used for doing stuff like this. And with this being the first time I've done a podcast, I've done a lot of apps for other things. But for this particular idea, like this area, Anchor is probably one of the easiest apps I've used. Just point and click to start recording everything. You can add flags to remind you of certain things. You can add interludes to stuff, different stuff. But definitely check out Anchor if you guys are interested in doing podcasting. It sends it, publishes it for free. You don't have to worry about it. It goes to Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Anchor itself. And I think I'm missing one other one, but that's in the sponsor slot. So just redundancy. But anyway, without further ado, let's get into some interesting ideas or interesting topics we have today. So on the docket for first couple things, I've got a bunch of notes and stuff written down of topics to go off of, and I'm trying to figure out where I want to start here. Let's see. So as you all may know, Area 51, and as soon as I say this, Area 51 has been the biggest topic of the last, I think it's what, week, maybe? There has been a post or an event that has been put on Facebook here recently. It's Storm Area 51, They Can't Get All of Us, is what the event is on Facebook, from what I can understand and I can look and I can see. And I don't know if this was when we, I don't know if this started when we recorded last weekend or it was afterwards. So if I'm re-hitting on a topic, I apologize now, but it kind of has blown up in the last week, and it had grown from like, I think it was 100,000 to, it was at a million followers the last time I checked. And I'm just gonna put this way. And again, I'm gonna put a disclaimer. Anything that we talk about on these episodes and this podcast are all opinions. They're not you have to do this, or this is one way of thinking. These are all opinions. So take it with you will. Everybody's obligated to their own opinion. If you don't agree with our opinion, that's just how it is. But if there's an opinion that you want to discuss or want to further go into, then leave us a voice message. Leave us some material to go off of and give us your thoughts, because we're open to everybody's thoughts. We're open to all kinds of different perspectives on different things. So don't just immediately jump at us and be like, oh, you guys are dumb. Like, that doesn't mean nothing. No, it's because we have opinions. We're human. We all have opinions. We all have ways of seeing things. Just because one person doesn't see it this our way doesn't mean it's completely wrong. So just a disclaimer, but let's get back to this. Area 51. I think it's kind of, in a way, bullshit. Because for one, if any of you have played Grand Theft Auto, I think we've all kind of understood that it's probably not a good idea to storm a fucking army base, or just a base in general, for any sort of branch of the military. Like, what do you think's going to happen? Like, do you really think that you're just going to waltz up in there with no, like, repercussions or no sort of, punishment for doing this? Yes, I understand that a million people are going to show up, quote-unquote, but just because a million people say they're going, it's not going to end up like that. I can guarantee you that if this actually does go through, which I'm pretty sure it's a joke, and I'm not actually positive it's a joke, but if anybody shows up, it's probably going to be a couple, like a couple thousand people, and then you're going to get, like, little food trucks, and they're going to set up food trucks, and I'm like, man, we should do this every year. This is great. Like, man, this should be a year-round, like, a yearly thing. We should all show up here at Area 51 and be a bunch of retards. Excuse me, not retards, but ignorant people, just a bunch of ignorant people. And I put a lot of emphasis on ignorant because I don't think these people understand that, one, it was a joke to start out with, and two, that they will fucking shoot you. Like, they will fucking shoot you. And this is coming from an ex-military person, knowing, like, if you just storm a base without any sort of reasoning to be there, or any sort of, like, prior knowledge to them knowing you're coming, don't do it. Like, just don't do it. They will fucking shoot you. Like, they have every authorization to shoot you. But, I mean, yes, I understand that people want to understand information about potential aliens that are there, like, potential, like, different weapons that are being used, different, like, all kinds of stuff. And, yes, it is our, it is in the Bill of Rights that we have freedom of speech, freedom of the press, like, all that kind of stuff. But the military has a need-to-know basis. Like, you have a need-to-know. And if it's you're not on that need-to-know, you don't need to know. Because, one, it could cause potential damage to America and her best interests. Two, it could be potentially something that is dealing with a outside source or a different, like, group of people to, like, weapons to fight against these people, or troop movements of some kind to that they plan on using in the future, like, different testing and stuff that they don't want to disclose to anybody. And when I mean anybody, I mean anybody. Like, you have to be the top pinnacle of the government to, like, know this shit. You have to be a part of an elite circle of people to know this shit. And that's where a lot of these people don't understand, is that, yes, we should know all the stuff that's going on, but at the same time, everybody has a secret. Everybody has secrets that they keep locked inside of them that they don't want anybody to know. And that's where I sit, is if people can hold information and don't want to tell us anything, then why should the government have to tell us what's there? And that's my opinion. It's I mean, yes, it's a little bit biased because I've served and I've been in that position, but at the same time, it's for a reason. It's for everybody's protection. If you don't want it, if they don't want you to know, they won't let you know. Just plain simple, done, clean, cut, and dry. Just don't be stupid and go storm a base where they have guns and probably enough ammunition to kill about 3 million people. Let's just not do it. Let's just not do it, people. Use common sense. Let's be smart here. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Also on some just random bullshit topics. Don't flush your fucking drugs down the toilet or don't run them down the sink. Just don't do it. Just don't. Like, there was a news article that I read here recently, and it was in Alabama and Louisiana was the two articles that I read. And both articles stated, do not flush your drugs down the toilet. Why do you ask? Because apparently they're afraid that if these, and yes, I'm laughing because it's really fucking stupid and it's hilarious, that they're afraid that alligators are going to somehow get addicted to meth or any sort of drug that you're flushing down the toilet and turn into meth gators and just a giant mess. And it's kind of ironic because then it couples with a movie that's coming out here. I think it's the end of this year, I think. End of next, this year or the beginning of next year. And it's a scary movie based on alligators or crocodiles or alligators, one of the two. I can't remember which. But it's just kind of funny that that movie's being talked about and then people are flushing their drugs down the toilet and now we have meth gators or potentially meth gators or heroin gators or fucking crack gators. Like, I don't know. Like, this isn't or like DC where you can just drop shit down a toilet and a person or an alligator randomly gets a hold of drugs and then they turn into super gator. Like, no, it turns into fucking Billy down the street who did a little too much meth and he's scratching his neck. He's like, hey, you got any more of that meth? You got any more? I need it. And no, that's exactly how it's going to turn out, is that they're going to get cracked out. They're going to get methed out. They're going to get hooked on this shit. One, it's endangering wildlife, water systems. Like, yes, I get it. The water treatment plants should be filtering this stuff out or should have the ability to filter this out. But there's always that slight possibility that shit gets through. Hence the reason why we have fucking paper bags and stuff in the ocean, paper bags in the fucking rivers, like, just nastiness everywhere. So just don't do it. Just don't. Just don't. Please, 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 please do not, and I repeat, do not flush your drugs down the toilet. If you're on drugs or you have drugs or somebody that you know is on drugs, get them help. Like, get them some serious help. Like, go, like, take them to the hospital. Get them medicated. Get them off the drugs. Like, give them something to live for. Like, don't just let them stand by idly and let the cops show up and then have them flush drugs down the toilet. Go get them help. Go give them something to live for. Like, be there for them and hold them accountable for their own well-being. Because if they can't hold themselves to their own well-being, somebody else has to. Somebody's got to be there to help them. And I'm a firm believer that everybody needs to be held accountable for their own bullshit. I hold myself accountable to my own bullshit. I know Austin holds himself accountable to his stuff. Everybody else, I feel like, should as well. If you can't, well, then someone's going to have to do it for you. Like, hold your hand like a little five-year-old walking across the street. Like, all right, Timmy, don't get hit by cars now. Like, don't be stupid. Like, people don't understand that being stupid is, like, a biggest pet peeve of mine. And if you're stupid, then people are going to treat you like you're stupid. And then when you get treated like you're stupid, then it just goes all downhill from there. It just goes plummeting down to the bottom of wherever. And then a bunch of other shit happens. But we won't get into that. Let's see. We'll go into We're going into some personal stuff. Austin and I, we were in week two after being rained out last week and then pushing the schedule forward a week in our co-ed softball team's league in here in town. And it is safe to say that our team has now officially achieved 4-0 this week. After going 2-0 last week, we've beat both teams. Today's Friday the 19th. Beat them last night the 18th. We had a total of, I believe it's 36 runs all together. And we only let them, both teams score 5. So, hell of a fucking night for our softball team. Austin had some good, really good hits, and his fucking outfielding, I swear, I don't know what it is, but he has this innate ability. If he's not producing at the plate, he can produce it in the outfield. And that's what I love about him in sports, is that if he's not producing one place, he can produce it somewhere else. And he definitely produced it in the outfield, and whenever we needed a hit, he gave us a hit. Whenever he needed to find a little bit of grass to get some runs in, he found some grass. It was great. It was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We had a couple other players on the team that did really, really, really good. Really solid games. I hit on the first game we played, and in the park home run over right field's head. Not really trying to brag on it, because in all honesty, it's not something to really be proud of or like really to gloat about, because in all honesty, you just hit the ball in right field and you burn them. It's an instant in the Parker. It's not hard. So it's not really something to, it's not a big achievement in my belt. And I mean, I just don't want to hold a hat onto that, because it's just not worth it. It's not for it, but there's a lot of guys that had a lot better plays. Doug, oh my God, Doug at fucking shortstop. I cannot tell you the amount of plays, the amount of saves, and just the energy that he brings to that shortstop position, and with the ability to ground the ball, locate it, and be able to put the ball perfectly to first if we need an out there. Like, I speak volumes for his character and his talent and his sportsmanship and the ability to just pick the ball up and toss it to second if we need a double play. Because he ended that last game on a double play that he grounded out, that he picked up off the ground from short, literally underhanded it to second, and then second baseman threw out the person at first. So I think he's a great player. I think that's why I love having him on the team, because everybody brings a different, a different personality, a different skill set, and a different energy every game. Like, everybody has a different energy, a different everything. Sam pitched like a fucking boss again this week. I'm sorry, I've got a little bit of a cough going on, but Sam this week pitched great. Who else did we have that did really, really, really good? Carly did really good this week too. She hit a hell of a ball in the left field that second game. Hell of a fucking ball. And she played really good at third. Michaela at first did great as usual. Hankering a little bit of some personal stuff, but she did a really good job and gutted through it and showed a lot of grit, a lot of grit, and I applaud her for that, for fighting through it and hoping that all her stuff gets dealt with and is feeling better. I'm trying to think of who else the team in general did a really, 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 really damn good job this week. Like, I'm proud, and Austin even made the comment last night that this is probably the most fun that he's had, and this is the funnest team that he's ever been on. And I said, and that's why I've stuck around with these guys for so long, is that they're just a bunch of people that I enjoy being with, playing with, and that I know outside of softball, that it's just a fun a fun atmosphere to be around. And I love it absolutely to death. And I hope that we continue to push. Hopefully, go 6-0 next week. It's going to start getting rough when we start playing these upper division teams where, of course, you know, they just stick the bat out there and it fucking goes halfway across the field. So, hopefully we deal with that as it comes. But we're going to enjoy this 4-0 win or this 4-0 week, rest our wounds a little bit, kind of heal up before we kick it in high gear again for next week. So, hopefully everything goes great and we hope we get everybody back next week so that we can continue this rally that we've got going on. Shifting gears just a little bit slightly. We're going to go into the topic of sports, even though we just talked about softball. We're going to go back into some more sports. Wasn't a whole lot going on in like NFL news or anything other than I think Colin Cowherd made a comment that Dallas needs to trade Ezekiel Elliott because of his ongoing personal issues where he was in Vegas and he got into a fight. I'm assuming it was because he got into a fight with a security guard or something like that at a club or somewhere. And the NFL wasn't going to pursue it, but the guy that was involved is now suing. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know the full details of it, so I'm not going to jump to conclusion. Zeke's my man. Zeke's my boy. I watched him every year that he played at Ohio State. I watched him fucking the run through the South in the 2014 semifinals against Alabama. Watched him play in that game. Like, Zeke was my man back in the day. And he still is now because he plays for my Cowboys now. So he's always been a good player that I've followed these past few years. And my brother got to meet him at the spring game the year he got drafted, which was actually really fucking cool. He's got his autographed jersey up in his room with his signature on it and everything. And I thought that was pretty cool. But in all honesty, everybody has, like I said earlier, everybody has their flaws, everybody has their issues, everybody has their problems. Yes, after a certain point, you start questioning people's motives and questioning people's character and judgment after two times. Because once you do it twice, then it becomes a habit. So, I mean, I'm going to take this as a very unbiased and try to kind of think of this impartially. As a player, he has led the league in rushing yards, I think, since he came to the league, I think. It might have been one year where he didn't, but I'm almost positive he's been one of the leading rushers in the last, the leading rusher multiple times since he got drafted. I personally think that he needs to stick around Dallas because he's got two more years on his contract. There was a rumor going around that he was going to hold out in camps to negotiate an extension. I mean, I'm all for it. They need to create some space to get him what he needs or what he should get because he's played hell of good for the Cowboys since he came in, and he's going to be carrying a lot more of the, hopefully not as lot of the load this year, but with the addition of Amari Cooper, hopefully getting Allen Hurns back, and Jason Witten coming back is probably the biggest positive note that I can say on this offseason for Dallas is Jason Witten coming out of retirement to come back and play again. And I personally hope that he does come, or that it works, and that him coming out of retirement isn't going to make him regret doing it. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see in preseason how it goes. Witten needs to kind of get back into shape a little bit because of the year off and see how that goes. But in college football, We're going to talk about some Ohio State stuff here. Ohio State, I'm telling you what, has recruited like fucking monsters this off season. I don't have the specs in front of me or like the amount, like who exactly was picked, but I'm pretty sure the 2020 class and the 2021 class are going to be fucking loaded with people. Absolutely fucking loaded. We picked up defensive ends, safeties, linebackers, corners, just a bunch of really, 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 really good players. And Jim Harbaugh thinks he knows some shit. Jim Harbaugh, if some of you don't know, is the coach of the Michigan Wolverines up in Ann Arbor. And I hate to say that name, and I fucking hate that team. And I hate him because he's a fucking booger-picking idiot. But he made some negative comments in towards Urban Meyer over the week, and was saying that he's a great coach, but everywhere he goes, it's followed with controversy. Well, all I gotta say to that, Jim, when you get to the level that he's at, or excuse me, was that Urban Meyer is at and was at, then you'll have that room to talk. When you produce a Big Ten championship, a big time bowl win, or win a playoff game, or win a national championship, mind you, when that actually happens, then you have the room to talk. Then you have the room to say something, or to be able to talk down all these, this big name coach that has did great things over the 7 years that he was there. He took a team that went 7-7 to 12-0 and didn't get to play for a Big Ten championship and didn't get to play in any sort of bowl game after that, because they were on sanctions from the Jim Tressel era. Took a team that went 7-7, 12-0, and beat the brakes off of everybody. If you don't know what you're talking about, you have no room to talk on the subject, shut the fuck up. That's all I gotta say. Shut the fuck up. I can say this because he fucking to get a guy to join Michigan, slept in his fucking living room on the floor to get this kid to commit. Like, you want to sit there and talk shit on Urban Meyer for apparently having to babysit adults, which I don't condone domestic violence at all, period, point blank, done and over with. But you have no room to talk if you've done some shady shit in your past. Like, if you've done some shady shit, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Urban Meyer dealt with the situation how he assessed the situation, and I applaud him for it. He handled it well. Yes, he still got in trouble. Yes, he still had to do more than what he was supposed to. But at the same time, you're not here to babysit adults. You're not here to, like, it's not your coaching responsibility to make sure that adults are doing the right thing. You're here for the players. You're here for their well-being. You're here to make their NFL, like, you're able to make them appealing to the NFL is the goal. You're here to take care of them. You're here to make sure that they're doing their schoolwork, doing all this and that. You are not being told to babysit adults. And it's in a personal matter too. So that's not even his lane. But I'm going to change the subject on that because that's beside the point. But again, Harbaugh, shut your mouth. Don't comment on something that you don't need to be commenting on. Until you beat Ohio State, then you can talk shit. Till you win a Big Ten championship, then you can talk shit. Until you can get into a playoff game and win one, then talk shit. Again, get to a major bowl game, a New Year's Day bowl game, win it, then talk shit. Win a national championship, then talk shit. You are the worst coach in that school's program history with big game losses droughts with the Big Ten championship games and bowl games, you have no room to fucking talk. No room to talk. So again, don't comment on something if you don't want to look like an idiot. Conversation over with that. let's see what else we got. I'm going to take a quick break here, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to put get a little bit of a breather in here so I can get some more thoughts going, see if I have any more details of anything else I want to talk about real quick. But I will play the ad for you guys, so enjoy that. It is sponsored by Anchor again. So without further ado, I will be right back. And I am back, ladies and gentlemen. Took a quick break just to kind of wet my whistle a little bit and get some nicotine in my system, because I know I'm fueled off of nicotine hatred and bullshit. But anyway, that was our sponsor that just played a little bit ago, Anchor. Definitely check them out. Definitely give them a thought and try a podcast out and get your podcast adventure started today. We're going to get into some movies and some video game stuff. And again, there's not been a whole lot of movie topics to go off of or video game stuff here recently. The Lion King remake, I think, actually came out today. I have yet to see it, and I probably won't end up seeing it, but because I'm scared of the letdown that will come with it if I watch it, because I was a big fan of The Lion King when it came out when I was a kid, and I was a big supporter. I love that movie. My mom can attest to it. My dad can attest to it. Everybody can attest to it. I love that movie. And that's kind of how I feel with like remakes of that, is the letdown that it could possibly come with. And I just don't want to be let down, because that's my movie and I don't want to be let down. But Top Gun 2 was on the news that I heard recently, and I think there was a trailer for it. I have yet to see the trailer for it, but I heard it in the news. Tom Cruise is, of course, reprising his role as the main actor in that movie. Wasn't really a big fan of Top Gun, honestly. I know my grandmother had it on like VHS or something, or there's multiple different references to that movie. Or movies. I don't know if there's more of them, but I wasn't a big fan of them. But this one may get me to go into it more. I don't know, but we shall see. Let's see what else we got here. It Chapter 2 has officially released its final trailer for its release. I think it's going to be in the fall of this year. Yeah, it should be in like October, I believe. And again, I wasn't a fan of the first one. Like, I wasn't really a big fan of the first one. And we hit a little bit of this on in, I think, episode 2 or 3. And I just was not a big fan of it, to be honest. Like, clowns, sorry. Clowns are not my thing. But when you start making them, like, demonic or sadistic or, like, just evil in general, it just makes it worse. So I don't know where they're going to go with it. I don't exactly know the premise of this movie. It's supposed to be pushing a lot of border, like a lot of like lines in this movie. And it's supposed to be pretty brutal from what I'm under the impression of. But we shall see and see how it goes. But I don't know. That's up for discussion whenever it releases. And I may go watch it. I may not. But we will see. Some more Endgame news. Like, Endgame, even after Avengers Endgame released and has now had I think it's a digital copy, is supposed to be released on the 31st of July, and then Blu-ray is supposed to come out the 13th of August, I think is what it is. Some more news coming out of that, and like some more like tidbits to like add to it, I guess, that have come out here recently. The writers for Endgame have confirmed that Gamora from her 2014 self that appeared in this movie survived Iron Man's gauntlet snap. So She's still out there running around. She's not. I don't think she's in the time that she was in, because we don't see her go back to her time. So I think she's still in the current present timeline, where 2014 Thanos came in and got all the Infinity Stones there, the big fight, and then he tried to snap, and yeah, everybody should know how that goes by now. But the Gamora from 2014 that got pulled into the present is still alive. She survived the snap after Iron Man snapped Thanos and all his minions out of existence at the end of that movie. Which is a good thing, because Star-Lord, aka Chris Pratt's character, basically kind of has to go on a search for her now, in a sense. And he, at the end of that movie, he made a try to scan for her to try to find her, couldn't find her. So that may lead into potentially Guardians 3, or it could be the Asgardians of the Galaxy 3, like Asgardians of the Galaxy, because Thor is now tag team with them. So we'll see where that goes. hopefully it doesn't end poorly. As long as it's done right and they make it to where Star Lord and his, like, Peter Quill's relationship with Gamora was at during Infinity War, and they show some sort of progression with that relationship again, and try to get them back to where they were, I'll be happy about it, because that was kind of one of those unspoken relationships that they didn't really emphasize on, but they made it a point that they were like a thing. So hopefully that ends well, and hopefully it goes good. Endgame also was supposed to, and this was coming from the original screenplay or like the planning period, the people that came up with the script before that were initially gonna have Captain America be decapitated instead of Thanos in the beginning of Endgame, which is kind of odd, because from what I read, it was something about that Thanos was going to go back in time to Captain America back in his like Civil War, like during, I think it was the Winter Soldier, or like 2000, I think it was back that time frame, basically kill him and decapitate him, and then take his head back as a trophy, and there was going to be a couple jabs at him losing his head and da 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 da, like just some coy, just funny shit. And it makes you wonder, like, with the multiverse at the point that it is now, what if Thanos actually did go back and make it a point to decapitate Captain America back then, if it had no repercussions for the future? Because we've seen that when they went back in time in Endgame, that it had no repercussions on the current timeline, other than Thanos coming back or coming into the present from that timeline. There were no repercussions from that, because they took the stones back to their original spots that they took them from. So hopefully, I mean, it could have been like a lot of different things. Like, what if Tony Stark didn't die from the original snap? Like, when he snapped at everybody out, like Thanos and all them out of existence. What if that didn't happen? Or what if, Hawkeye was the one to die instead of Black Widow when they were getting the Soul Stone off of Vormir? Just a lot of different things that could have happened that it would have changed the outlook on a lot of different. It would have changed the outlook on a lot of things, and it's just crazy to just to see where the state of the MCU is now with the multiverse and different stuff, and Tom Holland wanting to hopefully do a multiverse movie with Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield as their respective Spider-Man in a movie. And it would it's pretty interesting to see where a lot of these movies can go and a lot of where they could have been and where they could have went. What if Yondu never died in Guardians 2? What if Thanos never killed Loki? Where did Loki go in Endgame after he stole the Tesseract from Captain America in when they went back to the timeline of the first Avengers movie? Just a lot of different things that still kind of are up for question, and a lot of things that are still kind of unanswered at this point. But hopefully the writers and the creators of these movies will kind of let us know and maybe hopefully tell us at some point here soon. And I'm praying and I'm hoping, but we never know. let's see, what else we got here? The Halloween sequels. They released a new Halloween movie. Was it October of last year? Or I can't remember what day it was that they released that one, but it was another movie. It was stemming directly off of, I think it was, I can't remember which movie it directly follows, but it basically rewrites a lot of the ending of the original movies. And so they're planning two more sequels. They have release dates for 2020 and 2021, respectively. if you've all seen it, we're all aware, Michael Myers doesn't die. He doesn't die. Of course, in every scary movie, the antagonist of those movies never dies. Due to the fact, one, because it would create less revenue for later on. Then you'd have to retcon it if they came back. Like, just a bunch of stuff that you don't want to have. Like, and me personally, like, Austin's a big fan of the Halloween movies, and Austin's a big advocate for the Halloween movies, and he likes them. But to me, it's just those movies are a little bit overdone. Like, they had their time, they had their place. It's done and over with. It's time to move on. Like, let the evil that is Michael Myers just die. Finally, just let them die. Like, just let it go. Because there's no point in carrying on and keeping it going on and letting it get to the point that could be child's play, which is fucking terrible. Fucking terrible. Let's see what else. Doom is getting another movie. It's called Doom Annihilation. I mean, what more can I say? I mean, clearly they didn't learn from their first mistake when they did it with The Rock in that one. I mean, like, to be completely honest, I liked the movie because it was cool. It was scary. You got to see people get shot. What's more fun than that? But that should have been it standalone, done and over with. No more sequels, no more, like, extra added shit to it. What's the point? Like I said, there's not a whole lot that has been going on this week. You've got video game news. The only thing that really popped up to me, and that was really kind of, seemed like it was worth a note in my eye, was the Google Stadia. Google Stadia has their release date. I believe it's the end of this year, I believe. I think it's around the holidays this year. I'm not exactly positive, so if I'm wrong, I apologize. But in a statement from Google, the Stadia is not Netflix for games. So the whole thing that they originally established when they first promoted this was it was going to be a streaming of video games that you can go on there, but like buy them and stream them live. No. It's going to be exactly like every other fucking console. It's going to be like every other, like, it's going to be like every PlayStation, every Xbox, Switch, everything. The only thing that's and it's literally the same exact thing as everything else, except that you're going to be paying more for it, you're going to be needing higher internet for it, and you're probably going to be paying more for video games in general for it, because then they have to recreate all these games to go to fit with this thing, and it's just going to be a giant clusterfuck, and I don't like it. And they said it's closer to the Xbox Live Gold or the PS or PlayStation Plus. So you still have to buy the games at full price, but you'll get one or two free games every month, which whenever they release it, they're having a gold subscription, which is that's the only way that you're going to be able to get these free games every month. They only have the gold subscription when it releases. They'll have a basic model. I think they said it was in the early months of 2020, I believe. And then this is, like I said, and I've said this previously in past episodes, that this is Google, again, sticking their nose in something that they shouldn't. Stay the fuck away from video games. Stay away. Just stop. Just stop. If you're not going to bring anything different to the table than everybody else has, don't do it. If you're not going to breathe new life into the gaming community or bring some vitality to a already heavily saturated genre, just don't do it. Just don't do it. It's like the same thing with bands. If you're going to make a band, make it different. Make it something different than everybody else. Don't be like a Metallica. Don't be like AC/DC. Don't be like Guns N' Roses. Don't be like everybody else. Be different. Do something that sets you apart from everybody else. And when Google Stadia announced that they were making a console, we were under the impression that it was going to be something different, that it was going to be something worth buying. Now that they've announced that it's not going to be a live streaming of video games anymore, then my interest plummets. And this is where I had a feeling it was going to go, was they were going to be like, oh, we're going to do all this stuff. Something happens, now we can't. So they promise a lot of stuff, but then they undercut it and fuck everybody. So again, it's not going to be the streaming of video games like you initially anticipated it to be. It's going to be buying the video games at full price, probably more, because they have to mod it to fit the Stadia. And then whenever they do come out with the free games every month, which we don't even know what the free games are going to be, they could be as piss poor as PlayStation's selection, or they could be decent like Xbox Gold's decisions are. And this is where I stand. Like, the PlayStation, and I don't know how Google does this, Xbox does this, but I know PlayStation, because I'm more of a PlayStation person, PlayStation has a live streaming of video game service already built into the system, and it's called PSN Now, which you can pay so much a month to get literally a library full of video games that are like past video games, some really, really good name titles. Like, I've played Twisted Metal on there. I've played, I think Psychonauts was on there. I think Mafias 1 and 2 were on there. Like, I've played some good name title games on there. And you only pay, like, I think it's like 15 or 20 bucks a month. And you get to play that as much as you want. You just have to have the internet connection to allow that to continue, or allowed to play it. That is why I feel like PlayStation is a lot farther along than a lot of these consoles is. They've already started that. They've already done it. They've already done it. But they don't have the full-on library that the Google Stadia was going to promise to do. They were like, oh, it's going to be, you're going to need this amount of internet to do this, or you're going to need this amount of storage, or you're going to have to pay this much to get all these. Like, shut up. No. Like, Google, stick to your internet. Stick to your fucking browser shit. Stay away from video games. Do not piss me off and promise some shit and then undercut it later on. Because I know damn well exactly what they did. Something happened. They couldn't bring the promise, so they had to fucking chop it and nix it right in the ass. And I don't like it. And I do not like that. Because a lot of things just, it irritates me. But as of like topic wise, I don't have a whole lot of other topics to really discuss. So I mean, for like the next like 10 minutes, just do a bunch of personal stuff because I want to be able to relate to everybody and I want to be able to talk about what's going on in my personal life. Because with Austin not being here, it's kind of hard to, it's really hard to kind of like bounce off of topics, because usually he'll come up with a topic and I can bounce right back. I'll come up with a topic, he can bounce back with me. So I'm kind of having to fight with just my own self at this point. just a lot of, a lot of stuff has happened in the last week that just kind of, it's been rough. It's been rough with the temperatures being as hot as they have been and being just working a lot and doing all kinds of, just being an adult. Being an adult sucks. Being an adult really sucks. Like, I've been wanting to plan a move for how long and wanting to go somewhere else and do start life over and just kind of pick up and reassess my life and see where things have gone and see where things can go. And with a lot of work and all that stuff, it's just hard to kind of plan to do anything. And then on top of that, literally, and I'm not even bullshitting, Austin is probably the only person I really talk to anymore. So it's kind of hard to plan things, and it's kind of hard to be with people, and kind of hard to do any sort of friend hanging out, doing any kind of stuff like that. Like yes, I have a girlfriend. Yes, I have. I hang out with her occasionally, but we both have individual lives. We both have stuff that she's got to do. She's got to do her stuff. I have to do my stuff. So it's hard. It's really, really hard. And it puts, and me being the person that I am, it puts a tax on my brain for multiple different reasons. For one, when you've gotten so accustomed to being around this one particular person for so long and being associated with this person for so long, not seeing them on a regular basis, it sucks. It really, really, really sucks. But they have a life too, and they have their own friends they hang out with, or they have their people that they go to all the time. And that's where I kind of have to take a step back, and I kind of have to reassess my behavior and reassess myself and be like, okay, it's not about me. It's not all about me. She's got to do her happy well-beingness. She's got to do what makes her happy. She's got to be able to, she can see her friends. Like, she's got to do all her stuff. So I can't be a narrow-minded individual on, okay, it's about me, it's about us, plain and simple. No, it's about work, her personal life, her family, and my, well, quote unquote, my family and my friends and whatever, which we all know. I don't hang out with a lot of people. I work, I sleep, I eat, I shit, I piss, and I repeat the cycle over and over again. I just got to throw in time whenever I can to see her. That's about it. And that's how life goes. It's hard. In this day and age, working all the time and doing all that kind of stuff, it's hard. It is very, very hard. And it takes a toll on you after a while. Like, even today, like, there were points today where I just, like, I did not want to get up off the couch. Because, like, I'm at Austin's place right now. And, like, I was sitting there watching Star Wars. I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to do anything. Because just having a day off for the first time, like, having an actual weekday off for the first time in how long, you just don't know what to do with yourself. Like, you want to catch up on sleep. You want to, like, catch up on, like, eating or something, because you don't get good meals throughout the week. You don't get a whole lot of anything. And I think that's where I've kind of not taken care of myself in a way, because I just don't do a whole lot. I don't eat. Well, I eat when I can. I eat when I have the point of time. I sleep very little because I just can't sleep. It's hard to sleep. And But then on top of that, you want to be able to hang out with people. You want to do all this other stuff. You want to do all kinds of stuff. And it's just taxing to be able to like do anything when you work all the time. And then when everybody else works, but you have the day off, it's conflicting. But with that whole mental status and stuff like that, then you get into the realms of like depression, anxiety, all that kind of stuff. And I mean, and don't get me wrong, everybody has their own issues. Everybody has their own problems. Again, we're all human. We have our own problems. I don't promote a lot of my issues just due to the fact because it's my issues. I like to deal with them alone. I don't like the company. My pain doesn't like company, or my depression doesn't want company. I deal with it on my own. I deal with it my own way. Yes, I have been grilled multiple times on, you need to talk to somebody, or you need to do this with somebody. You need to figure out where your brain's at. And I'm a very impulsive person. Like, I am very impulsive. Like, I can go to Walmart and need one thing and then walk out with 20 different things just because I saw it and I wanted it. Like, this is the type of person that I am. And it's very hard sometimes because you want things to go a certain way in your head, and then when it doesn't go that way, then you let yourself down. You have such high expectations for an event, expectations in people, expectations in just every aspect of life. You have certain expectations that you expect to be met. And then if you hold yourself too much at a high standard of expectation, then you have that possibility of being let down. And that's where my problem is I like to hold everybody, I like to hold a certain level of, now I draw a blank of the word I was thinking of. Like, I like to have high expectations for things, but that's where I lack as a person is the high expectations lead into getting let down pretty easily. But that's just something I cope with. It's something I deal with. I mean, I've dealt with this whole issue since I graduated high school. Once I got to the service and dealt with all that stuff, it went downhill. So the military definitely made it a lot worse and a lot more amplified. But then again, at the same time, it's made me not want to deal with bullshit as much. Like, I don't deal with a lot of bullshit. And this is, like I said, this is just general banter, off-topic stuff. And I know there's probably people on that listen to this, or people that have been in my situation or been in a situation where they've been depressed, been having anxiety issues. Don't do what I do and continue to bottle it up or contain it. If you've got to get it out, get it out. Talk to somebody. Go see somebody. Talk to your parents. Talk to your brother. Talk to your mom. Well, consider your parents. I'm an idiot. But talk to a friend that you can trust. Talk to your damn cat. Literally, I'm not even joking you. I've been talking to Austin's cat since I got here, 6 hours ago. I've been talking to Austin's cat. Of all things, Ollie, a cat, was what I've been talking to. And it's not to the fact to get an answer back. It is not to just get a response. The response is not always the solution of the problem. It's being able to get out what you need to get out and being able to release that pent up or that suppressed emotions or that suppressed issue that is going on in your own head and being able to get it out. Because once you get it out, you feel better. You feel 20 times lighter. Like, things tend to be a little bit easier. And that's kind of where I'm at is, yeah, it's been rough. I've had my brain's not necessarily in the place that it wants to be. Like, I'm not in the place that I want to be, period. I'm usually take one step forward, five steps back. That's usually how it goes. But I like to keep a positive attitude, keep an be a little bit, be optimistic, not worry about having to deal with stupid stuff, not having to deal with just stupid things. And that's where the not having a whole lot of friends comes in. I don't have a whole lot of people I talk to about stuff. Austin, I talk to about more things than I've talked to anybody about. And he's a very understanding person. He's a very level-headed person. And he's been through a lot of stuff too. And that's where him and I can relate on the same level, and we can grow as friends, and just we can understand each other. And that's why we've been friends for 10 years, is we can understand each other. We have the same personalities. We can feed off of each other. Like, if he's having a bad day, like, we can fix that. Or, like, I'm having a bad day, he'll do something to fix it. Or he's having a good day and we're both having a good day, then it's just that much more fun. So it's good to have somebody that you can relate to and you can have to bounce off of. I appreciate him a lot for a lot of the stuff that he's done for me personally, and a lot of stuff that he's said to me that I needed to hear, and been supportive regardless of what I've done. Like, he'll support me through everything, but whenever he was right about something, he'd be like, "I told you so. I told you so." And then I'll be like, "Yeah, I should have listened. I should have listened." But then he doesn't get mad because he knows that I'm my own person, and I do my own things a certain way. And he understands that. So, and that's where we get along real well as friends. And I appreciate him for a lot of it. And I mean, hell, if him and I weren't friends anymore, I honestly don't think I would be doing a whole lot other than sitting at home and twiddling my thumbs and being lame and boring and depressed constantly. But then again, with us doing the Gloomhaven stuff, whenever he's in town or whenever we have time, it's definitely made things a lot better, because him and I can sit here and we can blow shit up and we can fuck shit up all night long and have a great time. Talk about stuff, do things together. Like, it's a good friendship, and I appreciate, like I said, I've said it 500 times, but I appreciate him for a lot of things, and I don't think he understands, and he's not here to really hear it, but hopefully he listens and he hears this. But I appreciate him for a lot of things that he's done, and I appreciate him for being a friend of, like, a really good friend of mine. And I definitely would not be in a good state that I'm in. I would not be in a good state without him, without him being around, because he's definitely pulled me out of a lot of dark places and a lot of negative places in the past, and been there through a lot of stuff. And I really appreciate him, and I want to just give him a little bit of a clap. Not trying to blow the mic's ears out, but give him a little bit of a clap to tell him that I appreciate him, and hope that he has a good weekend this weekend with his fiance and his daughter out at Blackwater Falls. I think I still can't remember what the damn place they went to, and he told me 5 times. But going out there and have them going out camping and stuff like that, and going out and enjoying a family weekend together. He needs it. Rachel needs it. His fiance needs it, and their daughter needs it. They all need it to kind of be a family together, enjoy time together, hang out, do whatever. And I think it's going to recharge a lot of batteries for them. And with them having their daughter on the, like, being on the way and stuff like that, and it's going to be interesting, because I'm excited to have him to have his first kid. Even though it's not mine, but I just like seeing other people reach their potential, and seeing the potential that he's hit since we've been friends is it's definitely refreshing to see somebody aspire to their goals. And I mean, he'll tell me that I'm wrong, that he's not anywhere near that he wants to be, but he's definitely reached a lot of, maxed out a lot of expectations that I've had, a lot of expectations. I'm just glad he's happy. I'm glad he's doing well for himself, and I'm glad that he's happy. That's bottom line, is being happy. Now, if only if Jeremy would come around and hang out and play some board games and shit, that'd be great. But time, you gotta make time. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I don't have a whole lot else to talk about. I'm gonna take one more quick break, and I will be right back. All right, and that wraps up episode 5, Revenge of the Fifth. I hope you guys had a really good week. Again, I appreciate everybody that has listened to this podcast and that has enjoyed it. Thank you for the feedback, negative or positive. Me and Austin both greatly appreciate it. Hopefully things go better this next coming week. Next week, it'll be episode 6. We don't have necessarily a title for that one yet, I don't believe, but we'll come up with something. The orgy. I think it was the orgy that we kind of briefly hinted at, but we shall see here later on in the coming weeks. So I'll talk with Austin, see what he wants to do, how he wants to go about it. But hopefully we get a little bit more interesting stuff going on. Because like I said, this week has been rather bland. It's just been really bland. Other than the fact of the Heat being ridiculously stupid. So everybody, make sure you drink water. Don't go outside for more than 45 minutes. Keep your pets inside. Keep your fucking pets inside. Don't be stupid. Because life's hard. It's harder when you're stupid. I'm going to leave you guys on that note. Everybody, you all have a good night. Have a great weekend. Have a good week next week. And Austin and I will see you again. See you again Saturday for episode 6. Have a good night. Bye, everybody.